Kingsview Financial Advisor Paul Nolte. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, let's start with what's going on in the markets. Futures trading near the flat line early this morning. What do we expect for the rest of the week, Paul?
Well, it's going to be, a quiet week. We still have a fair amount of earnings coming out. A lot of companies that are tied to productivity and tech companies that are tied to a lot of people working at home, et cetera. We'll see Disney after the close today, and that one will be an interesting one because of the business lines that they're in. So there's still a lot of company news to take a look at. And, of course, Friday then we'll get the unemployment number, and that's going to be a key one for us to take a look at to see how quickly the economy and people are getting back to work and how the economy is recovering.
And what's the word with the money guys that you hang out with as far as what's happening in the Capitol? Negotiators on that huge coronavirus relief bill have reported some slight progress. And are they going to extend that $600 a week jobless payment?
There's a lot of wrangling going on, obviously, and as we've talked about before, when push comes to shove, there's two things that Congress does, nothing or panic, and right now, nothing seems to be happening. There's some negotiations. There's now talk that we're not going to get a deal before they break for their summer recess in another week, so it may get pushed off now until September before we get some type of a deal. And I think one of the sticking points really is that added dollars that a lot of people were getting for the $600 versus $200, the Republican side. So that, I think, is one of the key points is how much money does the government provide for people that are unemployed at this point.
Paul Nolte from Kingsview Wealth Management writing online that the place to be seems to be the stock market, especially in the tech sector. How come?
As we're all working from home, it's all about, using the cloud, ordering stuff online through Amazon, using all of those resources. So we're not going into the office as much anymore, and it's those companies that are benefiting the most. So it's Apple, Microsoft, Google, and Amazon. They have actually, if you look at the market year to date, they have made as much, or their stocks have gone up as much as the other 495 companies in the S&P 500 have gone down. So the S&P is actually flat for the year, slightly up or down. But all of the return really has come from those big five or six stocks. And that's really been the focus. They're expensive at this point. So if you take a look at valuations, they're up there. So I don't know how long it's going to last, but certainly that momentum is continuing. So you kind of get into that circle discussion of, why are those stocks going up? Because people are buying. Well, why are they buying? Because they're going up. And that's, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy with those names.
Well, what are the projections as far as interest rates in the U.S.?
We're going to stay right where we are for the foreseeable future. The Fed has no desire to raise rates, and even if inflation picks up a little bit, there's some talk in the Fed that they will allow inflation to run above their 2% target, which they frankly haven't reached in 5, 6, 7 years or so. So I think the Fed is going to be very comfortable keeping rates right where they're at, and surprisingly enough, our rates are still above where they are in many countries in Europe and even in Asia. So, the dollar, or I should say interest rates in the U.S. are kind of the clean shirt and the dirty laundry, even at very low rates that we have today.
You wrote, what was your line here? Instead of selling in May and going away, we should be selling in July and fly. You want to explain that a little bit, Paul?
The two worst months of the year, if you look historically, have been August and September, and surprisingly everybody looks at October and we've had crashes in October, but really the two worst months for returns tend to be August and September. And for no particular reason, nothing more than the late summer doldrums ahead of Labor Day and maybe some people looking toward the fourth quarter. So if the markets do follow historical trends, we might see some softness, a little bit of a correction. We've had a great run from the end of March to today. So it wouldn't surprise us to see the markets take a step or two back. as we start to approach the election, as we have all the wrangling in Washington, and still the virus with us.
Is it usually the case that the market stabilizes right after the election? Because we've heard from all the experts that uncertainty is something that investors don't like. Well, one thing's certain, I hope anyway, we'll know who the president is after Election Day.
Well, we do hope. And usually what you do see is you do actually see a rally that comes after the election. If you look only at election years, there tends to be a flattening out heading into the election, and then a rally, no matter who wins, a rally after the election. If you're going to play the game at home, if the markets decline more than 3%, I would say, between now and the election, it's likely that we see a change in government. If the markets rally from here, it's likely to be status quo. But that's, again, kind of a historical look at what the markets do in advance of the election.
And if they do reach an agreement sooner rather than later on another stimulus round and benefits as far as unemployment goes, will that boost the entire market?
I think it can, because, again, you know, it's one of those things where Wall Street's looking for money. And certainly the stimulus package that we've seen so far has done a lot to prop up the economy as well as prop up the financial markets. So I think if we see another package that is similar to what we've already received, we could see the markets continuing to rally. As long as the printing press is going on in Washington, Wall Street seems to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, they do. Kingsview Financial Advisor Paul Nolte, always good checking in with you, Paul. We'll probably do the same next week. Have a good day.
Take care. Thank you.